Let me tell you, when we were there, when I was there by the rope, he said the following shot. He said like this. The Ramban defines Nafanat as Tam Shlishi. The Ramban makes a big deal of it. Basar went into the pot, pot went into the fish, right? And then the fish goes into the water.
While it's in the water, it still stays in the
Rishon. Let me tell you, when we were there, when I was there by the rope, he said the following shot. So like this. The Ramban defines Nafanat as Tam Shlishi. The Ramban makes a big deal of it. Basar went into the pot. Pot went into the fish, right? And then the fish goes into the what is it? And the fish goes into the kuta. That's a Tam Shlishi. That's muta. It's called Nafanat. Nafanat. Not by not. But the Ran says, wait, but it's Tarovas Tamim. Why take it from this angle and say what? That the time of the what of the fish is going into the Kuta. Say what? Say the time of the Kuta is going into the fish. And it's only two Tamim. So, you can look at it two ways. You have meat into a pot into fish, and a fish into milk. Kuta. So it's a third time. Good, terrific. But on the other hand, whenever you put dogon together with kuta, it's a shidduch. So the dogon goes to the kuta goes to the dogon. Right? When it comes to the dogon, right? The dogon goes in a second time. So the Rav said, "Shat and Ramban, what do you mean, Basa B'chol is dog? How can you call dog and Basa B'chol? Dog is a fish. How can you call fish Basa B'chol? Basa B'chol is based on the yisod of, as we know from many weeks of experience, what? That's iki yisod of Basa B'chol. Iki yisod, number one principle of Basa B'chol. The number one principle. Chaticha nas and avela. Chaticha nas and avela means that a piece." And this piece became an avela. That's all you saw the Basa B'chol. You need a chaticha or some kind of something. But the mere fact that tastes meet somewhere, they have a rendezvous, two tastes, in the middle of nowhere, that cannot create Basa B'chol.
You mean if I take cheese and meat and I boil them together at the same time, I can drink the milk? And
that
drink water that comes out of the pot?
Whoa, one second. What? Be patient. Wait a minute. Mimela, if the two tastes meet, right? Two tastes meet in the water, right? Two tastes meet, there would not be any to the rice. And the rice, that's ridiculous. Why should that be? Who cares if it's a chaticha or not a chaticha? As long as two tastes are meeting, and the taste of basa, the taste of chala, meat in the water, then it's a derayis, the basa b'chala, obviously. Therefore, according to the Ran, what's the first reason of the Ran? He doesn't know what the Ramban is talking about. Mamash doesn't know what he's talking about. What's it all about? It's clearly awesome. Because the tam basa and the tam chala are meeting. Wait a minute. That's the Ran's first point. The Ran asked, listen carefully. What does Nafanat mean? A third time? But the Ramban said, no. Not what I mean. Can't mean that. There'll be some kind of magic. A third time is mutter, so Nafanat is too, it should also be mutter. What Nafanat means, according to the Ran, is, listen carefully, it's a different definition. It's called Tam Sheni Shetchiloso Hetzer. Sit around saying the second part. Tam Sheni Shetchiloso Hetzer. What does that mean? The Tam Sheni is a Tam Kolosh, and it starts off its Hetzer, it's impossible for Issa to be Chalam. The male has to explain what Ravan is explaining. But not by not the surah, it would be Yasa. The male like this. All the time you can apply the principle of not by not is when Omad Bifnei Atmo Beheter. When Omad Bifnei Atmo Beheter, then it's possible to talk about it as a not by not. But if it was never Omad Bifnei Atmo Beheter, why? Because immediately the butter and the cholera are becoming mixed in the Mayim, then it's Yasa. So the principle of not by not could not apply. Let's just review. What happened over here? Who's right? I mean, so who's right? Is the Ramban right or is the Ram right? So first glance, the Ram is right. Sorry?
According to the Ram's first way of learning, he doesn't claim why
Dagim
Shalabakar is mutter.
According to the Ram's first way of learning,
why is
Dagim Shalabakar
mutter?
How can Dagim Shalabakar be mutter? After all, there's the two tam and meat in the Dagim, in the fish. The milk is in the flesh, it's the meat and the fish. Yeah. 1 second. What is the man hold before the Odeh Shlomo? Odeh Shlomo takes care of the Tchilas of the head. What does he say at the beginning? Good question. Before the O. Put it inside. Dead according to the first penalty, according to the first chat in Iran, the same way as we say that what? The milk and the meat, where? In the water. So too, the milk and the meat should meet where? In the fish. Yes? Maybe.
I thought what the Ram was saying.
The first chat, the first, before the other.
That the Ramban's taina was that it should be mutter because when the sultan mixed in the water, there's no problem. Just like when the sultan mixed in the dog, there's no problem.
Right, good time.
The Ramban was saying, granted, the water itself out of that may be no problem. There's no problem with the sultan mixing in the water, but he's saying that while they're being cooked together, the time from one time goes directly to the other. Since we're all being cooked together, that's what means ainem siya tamayim. You don't consider that that one pot is giving time into the water and then the water is giving time into the other pot. You consider as if the one pot is giving time directly to the other pot.
Well, it says, Man lema lanshvay is arvo pletas habasar, pletas hakala, v'atman, shalob em tzal tamayim.
That's what I said a minute. You don't consider that they both give time into the water and then you figure out where the water was up. In other words, each one is pulling into the other directly. It's not worrying about the water.
So maybe Jordi is right then. Maybe this kind of pleta into it directly is only possible by a liquid, not by a salad.
Or even, all there together at the same time. In other words, you have the water and the two pots all together at the same time. And then you don't put, it'll be done if you have the fish on a plastic plate and then you put the kuzak on top of the fish. Something like that.
Wait, slowly. The other suggests that's what he means. Not a liquid versus a solid, as Julia suggested, but a question of chronology. In other words, in the case of here, the milk and the fleshic pots are both streaming, the time is streaming in the same moment into the water. So they bump into each other directly.
I don't know what thing I don't know what. Just while one pot is giving time to the water, it's giving time to the other pot as well.
Oh, the directly. Pot?
The two pots are giving time to each other directly, as well as giving into the water. You don't have to give it to
the
water.
Now they're on feather. I don't think so.
We haven't seen it tonight.
I thought it meant autonomy, not that that's there. Even by Oka. Sorry? How can you tell? The car is a clay. The car is we're not only eating a pot. I mean, we're talking about eating food. The question is the intermediary, the in-between stage. Clearly, we're all... Come again. That's the shalom. Dogim sha'ala b'kara, mutal achla b'chudach. Why? Because the ka'ara is a kli. Even by Oka. Sorry? How can you tell? The car is a clay. The car is we're not only eating a pot. I mean, we're talking about eating food. The question is the intermediary, the in-between stage. Clearly, we're all... Come again. That's the shalom. Dogim sha'ala b'kara, mutal achla b'chudach. Why? Because the ka'ara is a kli, and when there's a kli involved, we say not by not. What would happen? How does have a problem from the case? Right. Dogim. Sha'alu, dogim sha'alu, not because I leave out the gazera. How's the case? What? What's the, let's give a good case. Is there any case for Maisa for us? Has it ever happened for real, in real life? Right. Right.
Then you take the egg out, and then you put the egg with fish.
In other words, instead of, and you do that in a pot of a pot. Right. In other words, with the, how again? You have an ochel, which is makabel tam from meat, was cooked with meat. Instead of having a pot that is cooked with meat, you have eggs that are cooked with meat. Right. Or potatoes that are cooked with meat. And these potatoes that are cooked with meat are now cooked in a pot of a pot with what? With fish. Now the question is, it's fish, can you put butter on it? That's the shot, right? It could happen. Could it happen? Ever happened, yeah? It could happen, I guess. The potatoes are cooked with meat. Real tamis. So it's a place to pot. Leave out color. That's color. Oh, that's the case. Here's a machlok. There's another machlok. If you say that ochel is the same as kli, fine. That is open and shut. But assuming that ochel is a problem, which what many Achronim and Poskim, maybe even Rishonim assume, there's another machlok. It's very interesting. Namely, is it Seir Ma'akev or not? Whether it's Seir Ma'akev? Kachachim, Seir Ma'akev. What means it's Seir Ma'akev? Must you have what? What's not by not? Ochel into a Kli, and Kli into an Ochel. Right? And then that's the question is, what happens after that? What if the order is reversed? The order is reversed. It will all be the case over here. Let's go back to our original case. You took potatoes and you cooked them with meat. Right? Now you cook these potatoes in a power of a pot. Right? Is the pot power or is the pot pleasure now? Or can you cook milk in this pot? Here's a shower. You cook potatoes, I'll look on the knife, it could happen. You cook potatoes in a pleasure of a pot. Yeah, you cook potatoes with meat. I mean, potatoes are real fresh cooked potatoes. Because they absorb the tamas balsam. And now you cook this, you put these potatoes into a pot, which is a new, brand new pot. Mama's a brand new pot. Right? Question is now, may you use this pot in the middle of it? Cause not, classical not by not. If you hold that not by not, there's no difference between Ochlim and Kalim, certainly it's Muslim. But if you hold that Ochlim and Mochamur, maybe it's still Mutter over here. Why might it still be Mutter? Because you have a Kli. The case we gave before was potatoes, with meat, potatoes, fish, and milk. So much four foods. Right. But now I'm talking about four foods. I'm talking about three foods in a pot. That's exactly the same as dogim, sha'olah, bakara, mutl, akhla, bakutta. That's exactly the same. They have meat, pot, fish, milk. And here you have meat, potatoes, pot, milk. Same thing, no? Slight difference. What's the slight difference? You reverse the order. Where's the pot? Is pot number two or is pot number three? That's be four, a total of four things altogether, right? Is pot batting in second place, or the pot batting in the power slot, the third position? That's the question. So should it make a difference or not? That's again in my book. That's again in my book. Prima Gordon is Machmir. And Chavez Das is Maker. This was in the Ram Kamm. Again, assuming that you don't say Napa Napa Yochum, but there are four foods. And you need a pot, does it matter if the pot is batting number two or batting number three? That's the child. No, you saw this. This is the fairish, not for. So what's the makhluk? Chavez Das is Maker. So the whole thing is like this. The old problem with this sugi is that you need a computer. I have trouble hopping cup, as they say. I can't keep track. You'll help me out. We'll work all these things I'm going to say today in Shia. We'll have to work out together. See how it comes out. I'm not sure myself. We're going to see what's going to come out at the end. Usually I know. I don't know what's going on. Find out. I thought, anyone have a suggestion? No? Before I tell you what I think? All right, let me tell you what I think. Why do these poskim say they don't say not by not by four of them? You know what I mean by four of them? Apparently they hold it like this, that a pot is not a food. A pot is metal, let's say, or whatever it's made out of. So therefore, since it's a metal thing, so it's maklish the tam, it weakens the tam. A pot doesn't have any taste. I mean, taste. You ask the average person, say, what? How can they be tasting a pot? Here's the person, after kasher a pot with a tray. What? It's clean. So well, yeah, but absorb some parfum. What? They can't understand it. We ask a guy, I have potatoes and I taste for meat. I understand. Everyone understands it. If you have to cook potatoes in a pot with meat, anyone, every Jew, every guy understands that the potatoes have some kind of meat taste. But you tell the average man in the street, you have a pot, and you cook meat in it, that's perfectly clean as washing a dishwasher with a scrubber, with all those good things. And you tell him, well, it's still a problem because there's some kind of absorption of taste in the pot. So look at you like a madman. Now, why? Because they have a pot. What kind of taste in the pot? No taste in it. So we hold our luck that there is taste in the pot. But that's whenever the pot is maklish the taste, weakens the taste. That's what we're assuming. But not by not is only mutter. When it, assuming that this post, some posts can say, not by not is mutter in my old food. They all that's look. Even though it's the taste of meat and the potatoes, but it's a weaker taste.
And it keeps getting weaker and weaker and weaker, even with even though all through Alchem it's good enough. And we say, and the Achronim, most people say, no, you need a Kli somewhere in there. To be Machmish. The question is now, does it matter if it's batting second or batting third? So perhaps you could say like this. If the order is reversed, okay, what's the case? You have the meat being cooked with the potato, and then the potato going into the pot. Now, the potato does not weaken the taste of meat. That's what we're assuming now, right? The potato has a very strong, powerful taste of meat in it. Okay? That's what we're assuming. So now, when the potato gets cooked in this brand new, beautiful, clean, shiny pot, no, the potato now, which had been cooked with meat, is now being cooked by itself in a brand new shiny pot. This potato, what is this potato? Delicious potato. Came right from the chum. Has a very strong taste of meat in it. Because we're assuming that potatoes are not weakened the taste of meat. Therefore, the pot absorbs a taste which is very strong. Right. It may weaken it in the pot, but the pot is exposed to a very powerful flavor guitar, because the potatoes are not weakening it. Okay? All right. Wait, slowly. Slowly, slowly. Now what happens? You have a pot which absorbs a powerful taste of meat. No, very powerful. And now you cook milk in the pot. Right? How are you doing? Cook milk in the pot. Cook the milk in the pot. Wow. This pot now absorbs a very powerful taste of what? Of milk. So the milk mamash, it took the milk on it. So what did the pot absorb? First it absorbed a powerful taste of meat from the potato. And now it's absorbing a really powerful taste of milk. It's cooking milk in it. Say a big sir. Why? Because the pot now has in it a powerful absorption of meat and a very powerful absorption of milk, and that's a no-no. For basa b'chol. Of course, the milk will become basa too as a result, because it's because the basa b'chol from the pot will get the milk. Yes.
Would it be like water?
I don't want to avoid that for the moment. Right. Good question. Okay. So what does Yaakov say? Yaakov is saying, why don't you bust the b'chol in a pot? Let me bust the b'chol in a pot. Because the b'chol should be in the food. The Yaakov suggests. And by the time you get to the food, it's already a step down the road. Right. Okay. So let's assume for the moment that the Prima Gadim, that Prima Gadim does not require being a food. Prima Gadim will make a difference. Assume that for the moment. Yes?
Does it come out that you're totally, potatoes don't reach in time?
No. Right. I'm not such a cook. I'm not a gourmet. I can't make any distinction between one food and the other. But I can tell the difference, even though I'm not a gourmet, I can tell the difference between a potato and a pot. One's yellow and one's gray. They look different. Where? There's nothing beneath that. What do you mean there's something there? Absorb! What do you mean by a blea in a pot? Pot looks the same. You weigh it, it'll weigh the same. You displace it, it'll displace the same. There's something like an absorption disorder. That's what he apparently assumes. However, the Chavos Da'at disagrees. Why? Perhaps at this very point. Perhaps the Chavos Da'at holds, what do you mean bustle b'chol in a pot? Pot, what do you mean, a pot that can't bustle b'chol? How can that be? Pot doesn't become bustle b'chol. So how does the Chavos Da'at understand not bar not? It wouldn't make a difference what the order is. The Chora. That's what he says. Wouldn't matter if the pot is number two or the pot is number three. Why? In either case, till you get to the ultimate end, it's number four. One, two, three, four. Meat is milk, and one is and meat is number one, and milk is number four. In both cases. Right? So that's far enough removed to solve the problem. Doesn't matter this order, that order, what's the difference? You have to have a pot. Yeah. Some people say you only have to have a pot. One, two, three, four, mouth, even though everything is a food. But even assuming that they're wrong, because you need some kind of weakening by a pot, doesn't matter if the pot is number two or if the pot is number three. As long as it's separated one to four, it's good enough. L'chor actually, we did my cloak. The way Yaakov understands, that should be machlokas, whether a pot can become a piece of basa b'chalok. Right? So according to the first view, the answer is yes. According to the second view, the answer is no. Wait a minute. Slowly. What happens if you have a pot which has meat? That's what David asked yesterday. What if you have your cooked chicken soup and you put raw milk in? That's what David asked yesterday. What's the... What Rashi are you talking about?
The Rashi says there's two cases where slowly it gets out. Either if you cook dug with meat, or if you cook milk in place of the pot.
Dinner is at a tzotzer, I know. I thought it was going to be a pshat. I know it's all. The halacha is at usul. Yeah, it is basa b'chol. Well, there is it's an isa basa b'chol, whatever level it is in isa. Imagine that. Maybe the rabbonim. Very possible to rabbonim, right? Could be the rabbonim. Yes?
Therefore, then the milk
becomes
bustle b'chol, goes back in the pot. You
look into
it. What happens in the pot?
True,
maybe the pot doesn't
become bustle b'chol. Yeah, then it might be only the rabbonim. Maybe it's the rabbonim. How can you tell? Maybe it's the rabbonim. How can you tell? You have a pot which is b'lei and you cook either or. I know that the second is all right. Also in Gan, certainly also. I mean, it's all over Shulchan Aruch. How do they have Shulchan Aruch now? That's what the Gemara is. But the right of the Rabbana, you can't tell. Can't tell. Okay. Maybe. No question, if you cook milk or cook meat, then it's going to be awesome because the pot has milk or the pot has meat. So whatever it has goes into either milk or the meat. That's no question. But cook water in its pot. That's the question. Well, why should that be awesome? That's the question.
They're asking milk.
Oh, if you cook milk, that's certainly no problem. Right? We can explain easily why so. They cook milk in a fleshy pot, so the meat comes to the milk. Okay, we'll discuss later.
We both agree that the pot, the Machlokes is just what is when you say about what is it about the time or not. it could be in the pot, but the question is the tam that comes, you know, the Torah asks about the color of only regular, like you said, it's not sacred. Only tam is supposed to be in the pot. If they could both agree that it was supposed to be in the pot, it wouldn't make a difference.
Uh-huh.
The pot is food. The only question is, you say that it's not sacred, you say about the color, it's not sacred about the color.
All right. Wait. So far, that's a possible explanation of my question. No? Does it make sense? Yes or no? If it doesn't make sense, tell me. I'll retract. Yes, ma'am.
Is there one thing regarding that the potatoes aren't maskish tam at all?
Maskish.
So it's a little hot because, according to the regards, it's not maskish tam at all. It's just your mamish cooked meat in the new pot.
Cooked meat in the new pot?
If it's not maskish tam, so the fact that you're eating the potatoes
is
because
of your meat. What does that mean? I mean, you didn't cook meat, you cooked potatoes. Potatoes had a time of meat.
Which is just as strong as the time of the meat itself.
Well, almost, right. And as we were saying,
therefore, if you cook the meat, and therefore, it's like you're cooking the carbs in the place to pot.
Well, in effect, that's what we're saying, but not quite. I mean,
well, according to Carlos Dash, it says makrish, so you have a double makrish. And therefore, it's not.
They had food is makrish, and then you have to have two foods. You can't say the food is makrish as much as the pot is makrish. You can't say that. Maybe you should have to, I mean, you can say it. That's what somebody says. Whoever, Sharizu or somebody. But then you have to have all foods. But we're assuming we're not. You can't have all foods.
That's
it is a chiddush. Everything is a chiddush. No, there's no source in the Gemara. So whatever you say is a chiddush.
No, but the shot is that both the colors there are visual. So anytime you find it, you
don't
find
it
in
the Rabbah. It could be the one of the right level, the Rabbanah level. You can't be sure what he's doing. It could be the Rabbanah. It could be the Rabbanah. It's also, can't tell. I can't prove it. I don't know. I can't prove it. All right. Next question. Pisrei Tshuva is another point over here. Do you say not by not Vish'as Bishul? What does that mean? What's the case?
If you're cooking fish in the pot and then milk falls on the outside of the pot.
You're cooking fish in a pot and milk falls on the outside of the pot. We've had our share. Cooking fish in a pot and say milk splattered, so, you know, not unlike the chickens, let's say milk, right? What's that the case again? Milk or meat? Milk. Milk. Brand new pot, never used before. Cooking fish. And now milk splatters on the outside of the pot. So the car wants to say so for not by not. Why? Count up. You have to have four items. Say not by not. What are the four items? Milk, pot, fish, meat. You want to use this fish? Oh, fish and meat, chalila. Okay, potato. Sorry. Chas v'shalom. I forgot about that. Cooking potatoes in a pot. I'm sorry, I retract the whole case is wrong. They're cooking potatoes in a pot. And the milk hits the outside of the pot. So you have four things again. Milk, pot, potatoes, meat. It's even in the right order. The pot's batting second, not third. So of course the classical case of what? Not by not. No, terrific. Not by not. So the chavastas is baloney. Not true. Not by not. Why not? Why not? Because Vishad Bishop. What do you mean there's no Kedair? Goes right through. And the Prima Gonim is Mekel. So the Prima Gonim and the Mishpasos, Cotton Base. He's Mekel. Shouldn't put there anyway. Wait a minute. Mutter anyway. What's the machlokas over here? The chiyus is pshat. And why is the chavas das megali? What's wrong? After all, it's perfect. What's the answer? No. What do we say? That the milk goes right into the potatoes. Consider it as one top. I put the pots in the way, and the pot should be maklish the tam, as we say, oh, we always say the pot is maklish the tam. That's all you saw of not by not. That the pot makes the tam weaker. What's the answer? What's the answer? When does the pot make the tam weaker? When what? Sorry? B'zeh, what does that mean? You have dog and shalom bakara, you have fish which is being put into a fleshiger. What do you mean a fleshiger pot? History! The pot used to be fleshig because 12 hours ago I cooked some meat in it. So I have to take a history course to know what this pot is fleshig. Then, what happened? So the pot is already cooled down, and the buster, the top of the buster became weak, and now you're cooking fish in it. The pot and the bus, the time of the bus and the pot is already weakened, and now first you're cooking fish in it. So what kind of time? It's a very weak time. So weak, we became weak in the pot already a long time ago, and now this weak time gets around to the fish. It's so weak that the fish is mutter to have with milk. But that's only true in that case where it's history. Here it's not history, it's current events. What happened over here? You have the milk splattering on the outside of the pot which has potatoes in it. Not the pshat out there. What do you mean? Say, well, look, the potatoes, the pot has a weak absorption, a weak taste of milk. So therefore, you're going to have the potatoes, you'll get the potatoes ready so weak, you can have it with pleasure. Why is it a weak taste? That's a weak. It's happening right this minute. And it's like, it's the exact same moment. The time of the milk goes from the milk, and the milk goes on the pot, and the potatoes at the same time. So it never gets a chance to be weakened. If it had been weakened before, it would be okay. Now, what do you mean, became weak? Went right through. This is the sheet of the Chavas Das. What does the Prima Gadim hold? Huh? What does the Prima Gadim hold? What does the Prima Gadim say? Apparently he says no. Prima Gadim says what? Look, a kli weakens taste, period. Any pot makes taste weaker. And therefore, since it went through a pot, and the pot did make it weaker, so we said that what? That it's considered not by not. Even though it's at the same time. Even though the milk hits the pot at the same moment that the potatoes are cooking in the pot. Doesn't matter. No, I mean, is that the pshat? But was there any more with than that? Can you say more in terms of what they're fighting about? Probably a pshat over here. The Chavas Das fell in. Prima Gadim says didn't really fall in. Came in stages. Remember we had a Chazon Ish that comes in two stages. That's the fact. If it comes in two stages, then it became Niklash in the interim. Comes in one shot, then not. Now is that the Machlokas? Perhaps. I thought it was in the Mishpatos. No? Just cut and base? Not there. I mean somewhere else. Back in Shiva closet. I'm pretty sure I looked it up there. Look again. Before I go any further, what's that not by not? So aren't you thinking about crocus and macaroni? What do you mean not by not? Do you taste it or don't you taste it? I mean, it's fat. Taste it, you taste it. Marisha, what are you fighting about? Taste it or not? Get a professional taster. Either he'll taste it or he won't taste it. Dog him shallow the car. Do you taste like flesh? It doesn't taste flesh. What's there to fight about? So the Prichadish says, obviously you can taste it. You can't taste it, about it's what? But Yaakov says, that's the Prichadish. Avada you taste it. But the question is, what are you tasting? Are you tasting a tam, a chapi halacha asin? Or are you tasting a kind of a tam kolish, which is not strong enough to prohibit its being used in milk? That's the Prichadish. Like Yaakov said. What do you say, Jordan? So the Marshal apparently disagrees. Holds like you, George. Marshal holds that not by now we're talking about the way he was, he did not taste it. What? What are you in that corner for? You can do it. Why don't you have a guy for this? I mean, do it yourself. Okay, I'll hire you then, though. Go get a flesh in a pot. Okay, cook some meat in a pot. And cook fish in a pot and taste it. Do it, okay. You're a starter for tonight. What do you mean? Play a flesh in a pot there.
Why?
Yeah? Why the custard issue? Tom Cullis. Right. That's the Prichadish said. The Prichadish quotes the Ran, and that's the Ran's riot. But the Mashal says, what do you mean? You're tasting, how can it be? Can't be. I don't know. That's what the Prichadish said, right off.
You taste the meat.
Yeah, but the Marshal would say it's awesome. I'm going to do it, come on. You have to taste the meat in it. How can you put it in milk? I don't know. And if you can't taste it,
how do we know that you could taste it?
You think you could taste it?
You couldn't taste it, but
you'd be hard to do it. You could taste it.
Well, I mean, in case we're a master.
Oh, would he go cool also? Would he, I don't know. It's a double thing. I don't know. The Prichadish said that it shouldn't matter if you taste it. Not by that means. It's so weak a taste, you can't even taste it. What am I going to do? Back at Shiva Close. Okay. Halacha Lamaya said, what about as far as flea is concerned, on both sides? Flea. So the Ramah says, Yesh Rach Miriam. And we're marked with a chaskila and make a b'di'evet. The Shach quotes the Mashal. The what? A chaskila b'di'evet is us. Flea. Even b'di'evet is us. Even b'di'evet is us. Okay. What do you mean that It's mutter lechatchila, it's mutter b'diav and asma lechatchila. So shachas pshat, ha-minig l'asma lechatchila l'ochla b'kuta. U'b'diav ed mutter im nosan b'kuta. Aval l'vashla lechatchila b'kideira shel bosor. Kidei l'ochla b'kuta. Oster afilu ha-mechaber. That's, forget it. So to actually make it in a kideira bosor, in order, eat it with milk. Oh, even the Mechaber asks, why? How can he say it? He said it. I don't know. How can he say it? You ask, doesn't make any sense.
Does the Mechaber agree?
No. I'm talking about a guy who'll take out a fleshiger pot and say, hinini mukha namzumin, to cook these potatoes, I can use it with butter.
You
keep
the
L'chadchila is more than me. I already cooked potatoes in a flesh pot. See, this is l'chadchila. Yeah. Hey, Mavatlan, look at Mavatlan l'chadchila, in effect. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Another machlokas of Piskei Tshuva for. This Piskei Tshuva is Mabar Machlokas here. It's one of the great machlokas over here. What about the following case? So the shot passes aloha that flees also in b'diyev, like the rush. What do you mean flees also in b'diyev? Sleep flee? Or even official flee? You hear the shot? Now I take this pot and I fry potatoes. Can you fry potatoes? Yeah. French fries? That's done in oil. Put the potatoes straight on the pot. I don't know what it'll burn, whatever. Whatever it is, you fry the potatoes. So then the shach asks that the potatoes, even the eved, cannot be used as mint and as butter. If you use butter, it's kind of tray. Yeah. But what happens if I have a pot which I use to cook chicken soup? I cook chicken soup in the pot. And now I fry potatoes in that pot. Meat in that pot. And now I take this pot and I fry potatoes. Can you fry potatoes? Yeah. French fries? That's done in oil. Put the potatoes straight on the pot. I don't know what it'll burn, whatever. Whatever it is, you fry the potatoes. So then the shot asks that the potatoes, even the eved, cannot be used as mint and as butter. If you use butter, it's kind of tray. Yeah. But what happens if I have a pot which I use to cook chicken soup? I cook chicken soup in the pot. And now I fried potatoes in that pot. What's the dibbid the yevid? So, Pesachet Shuva quote, the Chavis Das says what? Mutter. All the time it's other seed tzli, with all tzli at both ends. Then it's us. Dakat Shiva quote, Prima Godem. Nah. Prima Godem. Prima Godem says, doesn't matter. The truth is, in Lashon of the Apostleship, it doesn't really make a difference. It would still be us. Prima Godem. I'm not sure where would you find it. Have you seen Prima Godem? Also not. The darker truth of the Prima Godem. It's somewhere in there. You find what you see there? It's one of the Prima Godem. Yeah?
There's
two separate times, no? See, everything happened at once. Here happened two separate times. No?
Here about the chicken soup?
Yeah.
I don't think. Took the chicken soup
in the pot.
And then put another pot in the first one?
No, you took the chicken soup in the pot. You ate it. Delicious. Good to the last drop. Then you put the chicken soup and you wash it. You take the pot, you wash it out. Now you put in French fries. That's the shot.
By the case of the fish that
were
in the pot and the milk splash, it should be the same thing. Milk splash
on
the side of the pot while the fish was cooking.
Right, but
and
here
then
is,
later on you want to eat the fish with
splash. No, but here's an extra time difference. Here's three different times. Think about it. What do you want?
Right,
no? Think about it a second. After half cup, pretty sure roast. Of course, okay. I think that they're arguing that she tossed them over here. And we had mentioned before the machlokes, between the Prima Godem and the Chavis Das, if the pot is batting third instead of batting second. No. Right. I think it's maybe the same machlokes over here. Does it work out? See if it doesn't work out. Who held which way before? Chavis Das was Mekel before? Good, that should work. Why? The Chavis Das says, listen, you have to have a certain weakening of the taste between 1 and 4. That's all. What is weakening of the taste? It means it should be 1, 2, 3, 4. And one of the 2 or 3 has to be a pot. And when we say it has to be a pot, somewhere or other, when you relate to the pot, there has to be one place where it's used with a medium of water. Because tzliya is too powerful. Somewhere has to be water. Why not kamina? If the water is going in, if the water is going out. You know what I'm saying? Who cares if the water is involved when the taste of meat comes in, or the taste of the meat goes out? What's the difference? How the Zad of the state is not in the oxygen. But the Prima Godem says no. Prima Godem says no. What's the Chum of the Rush? The Chum of the Rush is that when you roast something, so much time comes out. Wow. When you roast something, sleep. Roast. Right? Fry without the medium of water. When there's no medium of water, so much comes out that even though the time was a little bit weakened, so much comes out when there's no water, liquid medium, that the shame is can be chal on it. Therefore, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, if you have, if it comes out, b'tzliya dogam sha'olu b'kara, right? So if it's nitzlu b'kara, gevalt, so much meat taste came out. Gevalt! So much meat taste came out, there's no way it could possibly use the milk. Forget it. That's the nature of the chumrah. What's the difference if the original was tzliya or the original was bishul? Doesn't matter. The question is counting up from here to there. The question of the nature of the chumrah is that tzliya is motzi a tremendous amount of time. No, we disregard the war. That's what the postman said, yeah. So now let me ask you a very basic elementary question, which I never understood. We are machmir by tzliya. It's a chatzila b'diyevet. Tell me, just give me a one-word translation. Or you can use many words if you want. What does it mean, dogim she'olu b'kara? Translate the word she'olu, please. What does she'olu mean? Put on, put in. So what happened? What happened? What did he do? What? I'm asking, what's happening? What is Dagam Shalom Bakara? So the Taz said, some said flee is awesome. Below the Hitiru, not by not, Ela Olu Bilchud. What does Olu mean? What does Olu mean? What does Olu mean? The Hainu. Dogim roskim miyad liyachash es silka min ha'esh v'nosna b'kara shalbosat tzonenes o ipsa shadogim tzonenim v'akora rosacha z'mutal ochlam b'kola u'v'shneim chamin hadogim v'akora osur lefi zeh z'havikin esbashlu o nitzlu period. So how does the Taz define olu? One of them is cold. Either the pot is cold, the fish is hot, or the fish is cold and the pot is hot. That's called olu. Wait a minute. The pot is hot and the fish is cold? How can that be? I thought, what? That's all gova. What's the answer, Jordy? Whoa, what could that creep? Tata Gova is Bakulo.
So what? And you can say Tata Gova and the fish is hot. That's silly, you know, you don't have to take it.
Well, okay. But, so therefore, what are you saying? Keep going. Let's finish, Jordy.
I have some
idea. Tell me, is there a fire going? Is there no fire going? What's the story? Is it on a fire now or on a fire? Not on a fire.
Hot serving
dish. Okay. So now, so what do you say? Tata Gava? No, Tata, you don't. Tata Gava is not so chum.
Otherwise, it's called the thing of Bash. Remember, based on that, Bash and Nitzel, where do you say it doesn't come up? They're not fish food from anywhere else.
So, well, wait slowly. I'm asking a basic question. Did the fish become hot or didn't they become hot? Yes or no? Leave it to London. Did it become hot or didn't it become hot? Yes, no, or maybe. Maybe, that's the best answer. If the fish never became hot, that's what Taz says. The pot is hot and the fish is not hot. Then what's there to discuss? It's not hot, there can never be any bleer. We know the famous rule. No heat, no bleer. Right, that's a cardinal rule. No heat, no bleer. If the fish never became hot, so what are you talking about? With the lungs, not by not, but what? The fish nothing happened to the fish. It's cold. No. Her? Elamai, the fish became hot. No, but he says the pot is hot, the fish is cold. So what's the discussion? The pot is hot and the fish is cold. Marisha. The fish is literally cold. It can't be any bleed. The fish became hot. It's hot. What do you mean it's cold? But that's not the case. That's if they're both hot. Then what? Oh, that's why I want to give the best answer. Maybe. Yeah, what do you think?
When you're doing the check, talk about the Gemara a while ago, you were saying, can there be Bria without heat? The case you're talking about is where you have a hot thing for the cold thing.
Right.
You say, even of course, you say, either Nekra or Daibala, even the bottom one is more later.
Right.
So before the bottom always stays cold, there's never meant to be cold later.
So therefore, what's up? So how do you answer this question, though?
The limit is you can have Bria without heat. So the fish stays cold, but it's still something in the bottom.
Okay. What is the shock say over here? It's a cotton vault. You want to blush it? Look at the shock. Rock all of the cliche butter. Pirish, she'echan me'en, akliyo adogim chamin. Same as Taz, right? Kadiv the betosis v'arosh, v'tur v'shapot. V'amur v'shat. Aval im shneem chamin. Hey, baby. So you said the aval like your nitzlu. Uh-huh. If they're both hot, it's like nitzel. Elamai, the top is cold. If it's cold, nothing happened. How you got out of this kasha? How you got out of this kasha? The taket shuv is this kasha. You know how he got out? He said, you know what's home on the case? If the food became hot, but it wasn't there long enough for the shamashir machal ben drusoy. What is Ben Jusoy? That bandit doing here? What's Machal Ben Jusoy? I mean, to answer the cash. So enough for that bandit. You have enough for Menachal Shabbos. He said the fish became hot. It didn't become hot. He said, you read the shach straight. So that's one thing. It's not discussed. It became hot, but it wasn't hot for too long. It wasn't long enough to become Ben Jusoy. Yes.
A talkover means if you put something cold and something hot, we assume that the hot thing heats up the cold thing to whatever degree and
it's cool. Cooler, clipper, whatever.
Yeah.
And
that's how
I started my original question. So what do you mean one is cold and one is hot? If the bottom one is hot, the top one is also hot.
It's not. It doesn't get to 42 degrees.
Oh, that's why Arnie tariffs the best tariffs again. Maybe. Which means that somehow there's a difference after all the lumdus is said and done, Tatagava, but you can't compare Tatagava to what's really hot.
Put a fish on a hot plate, it doesn't get as hot as you put a hot fish into a hot plate.
Yes, a hot fish, so then. So how do you.
Why do you have 10 contacts where you have all these hulukim between a flea people lay on all, macha being lay, see all these hulukim.
What do you say about that? Yeah, but we assume not, because we're machoret sleep. That's the problem. Yeah.
Even if it's not,
good, I'm asking, but the question still have to be.
So
I'm still not quite clear about the precise definition of olu.
You know, olu means nothing. One of them were hot, one of them was cold. Why should
you get the difference? That's the correct definition. But I want to know if the tall gava and the bottom one heats the top one, so why shouldn't we say that, you know? Alright. Remember I mentioned before that the Mechaber quotes that the Shach was in Gimel, even the Mechaber would agree, you cannot cook potatoes in a flesh kapata, hidden in mukhan of zuman, to put in butter. Can't do it. Can't do it. Why does he say? What if a guy did it? He did it. He did it already. Didn't ask any questions. He learned in yeshiva not barna. Because the final Thomas, he learned in yeshiva not barna as mutter. He told his wife, listen, do me a favor. Make me potatoes in the flesh of a pot so I can put butter in. So she went ahead and she made the potatoes in the flesh of a pot. But she didn't trust him. She went to ask the local Orthodox rabbi, may I put butter in? What would that local Orthodox rabbi answer? So there are some posts who are actually a machmer. The Prima Gadam seems to be a machmer. But others say it's mutter. It's not a mabat isla chatchil over here. It's not a... What is the Achronim arguing about? The guy's amazing, the guy's shogeg. Could he argue about the guy's amazing? Because he says, what about amazing? It's a tshuva. It's hard to be exactly all these. He knew it wasn't the right thing to, he knew. He knew that, you're not supposed to do these things, but he was stuck. I mean, he had no other path. So he said, all right, we'll do it and hope for the best. So my close to post, give me the oven.
The oven meaning after you put the butter in?
No. May you go put the butter in now. I think so. I think everyone agree to that. May you now put the butter in right before she put the butter, put the butter away? Ask the child. Look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, the davka lechol im cholov v'abosar atzmo. Avol, next page. Avol belitnan beklishalahem mutal lechatzchila. What does that mean? What does that mean? You took potatoes, cooked them in a fleshika pot, now you put them in a milk pot. That's what he says, no? Milk a plate. Alright. Matter. And the Shaka says, I feel eating the derech iroi mut. There's Steve's back and forth, the Shaka. Means this, means that. Prima Gadim is Machmir over here. Other Poskim are also Machmir. Maybe. Hasoba Halakhla Maisa. I know what to do. Ramah is Makel. He calls the Minig. The Chain Nagel. What?
Machmir is next
up. That's the Shach's question. The Shach is. So the Shach says, the Chorah Mashma that I feel it in Derech Iri Sifkat and Heyer. Mutter, Elash HaKosha, the Rebbe Sif Gimel, he wrote to him, Ira Mikli Rishon Shal Basar Al Kli Cholov, Dino Kikli Rishon, V'yose, Im Hoya Ben Yomo. Gewalt. He said, water, according to the Shach, according to the Mechaba, the Ramon, Sif Gimel rather. You have water, and the flesh, he took plain water. And put in a flesh of a pot, you pour it onto a milk of a pot, you have a problem. So it's the same thing over here. That's what he said. No, oh, that's what he said in Gimel. For Oster Maya Ben Yomo. For Dochak Loma, the Khan, the Koma, the Michael Mutter, the Rosa, the Klee. Shall I have? I will a Klee also. Ah, he's saying what to do in the kitchen. But the Rachloma, the Khan, Almari, El, the Mutter, leads them below Irui. What does that mean, below Irui? Huh? What do you mean, you place it in the pot? Oh. Below Irui, what can you mean, below Irui? Below Irui, so what? Oh. Look, already means below Irui, Shalom, Nisaka, Kilua. Bring back some old memories. Huh? But if it's, everything's Iroi, what do you mean Iroi? You take, Shach himself, remember we learned earlier, so if you take a piece of meat off here. You put it here, that's called Iwish learning Sakha Kiluach. So Lacharani means Iwish, everything's Iwish. What does it mean Iwish? What? Below Iwish, Shalonik Sakha Kiluach. Then in the name of Shach is a little bit more Makel at the end, Bechlau. I would say, Lacharani Maisa, you can be Makel. Shalom Baderach Iwish. Which we always have. A style is always Shalom Baderach Iwish.
For
what? No, Lacharani Maisa, you have seen before, but before I was walking in. I had potatoes and I cooked the potatoes in a fleshika pot. Now I want to eat the potatoes in parva. But all my fleshika pots are dirty or filthy or whatever. So I want to now take the potatoes that I cooked in a fleshika pot and heat them up in the milchika pot. I want to have them by themselves, straight. Come again?
Yeah, I mean, the
shaft
is only made by you,
because
this is worse than
you, it's out of your war. Yeah. So, take it back, change the case. I have fleshika potatoes. Fleshika potatoes. And, I mean, I cook them in a fleshika pot. And now I'm having a meal which is parva. A parva meal. But this parva meal, I'm eating on the milchika plate. So the question is now, can I serve the potatoes were cooked in the fleshika pot on the middle of the plate. The answer would be yes. What? Hot potatoes. You can serve hot potatoes, which are cooked in a fleshika plate, a pot, on the middle of the plate. The Chorah has mutter or the Cholamite. What did you ask about heating it up in a fleshika? What did you ask before? Can you do what I said before? You want to reheat it in the milk of the pot? May you or may you not? What'd you say?
I don't know one thing about the shah. Why is the shah, what's the shah is? By you, we have a problem. So what case is the Ramah being made on? Assuming that the Ramah himself is mashed by you.
If the Ramah is mashed by you,
he's only
killed
for
Yishay. He said everything should move anyway.
I don't understand. I mean, what's the... And if the Ramah...
So the shach is making my iru.
Yeah, but where is Ramon? Well, last time about iru in this house, why is iru worse? Is iru worse because he's bringing straight from the fleshy pot to the milky pot, or is it still very hot? So there was, is the case of reheating the kettle from the fire better or worse than iru?
That's what I said. I was assuming at the beginning it was better, but I said, let's first go to the simple, and I call it covered. Let's first let's give the simple case. Okay? He put it on a fleshy, this is his giving on a milky plate. Now, David, that's a very good question. The shach himself is making even by Irui, presumably, although you can't be 100% sure, you make it even to reheat it. Although you can't be 100% sure, because you can say it's worse than Irui. Can't tell. But let's take one of his version, understanding of the Ramah. No, if I can. Yeah, one of his understanding of the Ramah. So Irui what would be what? Oster, as evidence in Siv Gimel. Why is it Oster? What do you want to know, why is it Oster? That means what? Because it's all in one connection.
Meaning that to reheat it in the
would be mutter.
Would
be mutter. That's what I said before. The Prima Gaon explains that the reason why Iwi is so bad is because it's like one, like when the Lonitka Kilua, so it's like a bridge. It's a very, very strong bridge. But if that would be the case, I could even take fleshik and potatoes, just heat it in a fleshika pot and reheat them in a milchika pot. Even according to the Ramah, the way the Shach understands the Ramah, according to the way the Prima Gaon understands the Shach. It's like a not burn out of here. The Prima Gaon understands the Shach understands the Ramah.
According, is this only part of the technical vessel? What is the technical
vessel?
Is that like
three? Well, I don't want to discuss that. I can just throw it out, get new water. Why should we look for coolers? So the call that we stand now, the mice at this point, it would be mutter until we change our mind tomorrow. I'll look it up again. It would seem so far that it's even be mutter to read it in the middle of the pot. So it would seem. Based on the Ramah, the Shach, and the Prima Gaon. Wouldn't apply clearly. It's two separate times. You finished it, took it out, and put it in the refrigerator for a day, and then you want. Yeah. Of course, they have to have an argument, typically. Assume that Iwu is Asur. Forget it, it's too complicated. Too complicated. Let's go now to the next case, which is really halacha l'maaseh. Now you get to the real case, which happened in every kitchen. Here's the Ramah finally gives you a break. Finally, the Ramah, after piling on chumrah after chumrah after chumrah, gives you a break. What's the break? The break is like this. The chenim hoya haklish and its bashto on its level of gam. Shlohoya ben yomo, noagim heto the chatkila la ochre ben amin hasheni. Oh boy. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. This happens all the time. No? Most stam kelim ain't ben yom. In fact, even in our kitchen. Let's say you're cooking for Shabbos. A big pot of potatoes for Shabbos, a pot of noodles for Shabbos. And very likely that the pot is not used in 24 hours. Thursday night we usually eat milk. Most Jewish homes have milk Thursday night. No, not true. No, all right. But even if you do add, you only use that pot. It's probably not. So now the question is, can you put milk, can you put butter into those potatoes? So the Ramah, yes. Aglik. Baruch Hashem. Finally gave you a break. If the original kli was Eina ben Yomo, you're allowed to put butter in the potatoes.
What if you don't even
eat? Here's the big question. It happens all the time, your shalomei. It happens in every kitchen. Unless you're very well equipped with pots. My wife has this question regularly. Regularly. We don't have so many pots. But she wants it like this. She's making, let's say, a shevabro. Some kind of big suda. She's, no pot. She wants to cook potatoes for the shevabro. All right? The shevabro is going to be fleshik. She has no more fleshik pot. She already used them up for the chicken and for the liver and whatever she's cooking. She wants to know, may she use the milchik pot, eino ben yomo, to cook the potatoes, knowing in advance, hinni mukhan and zumin, to use it for the flesh kasherebro. Yes or no? No. I dare you. What do you say? What's the answer? So, I remember we learned this. We used to learn this Ramah with the Shach 100 times, we never could find any answer. Never could find anything to even discuss. Doesn't say anything. That therefore you weren't mechaven. We keep reiterating that kavana tachila to do it is much worse. Like the shach said over here in Gimel. Yeah, so the Ramah gave you a break. Who said he gave you that much of a break? He gave you a break. Look how he phrased it. He said, "Nogan has lachat tachila l'ochel amen hasheni." Means it was already cooked in the milk of Pai Ben Yomo. You have leftovers. Not even with the flesh. It's not. But to do it hidden in mukhan and mezumen in advance. Who said? So I remember we discussed this in the Beis Medrash once, twice, three times, four times, every year. Whoever got married would come after the child Beis Medrash. Every year is how the child came up. But we never knew. We'd always look in the Mechaba and the Ramah and the Shach. We didn't even have a handle on it. We didn't know. What? Where? You're kidding. I never noticed that time. He argues in the Ramah, you mean? No, but I'm assuming the Ramah is right. Moshe Emes is a Rosar. I want to know what did Ramah say? What did Ramah say? So Maisa Toya Kakoya. It went on for 1 year, 2 years. I mean, it's amazing. Every year the same thing would come up. And they'd come over to, Rav Shechtan, Beis Medrash here, and the Kerala, and every year they come over to us, and we never used to know. We always say, it should be Mutta, what? We didn't know. One year they came over to us, somebody, and at the same time was sitting next to us, Rabbi Bezin Zichron Levro. He used to come, those who was in Beis Medrash, those used to remember, he used to come and talk to us for hours, just have him sit and talk. this, that, everything in the world. He was sitting there once when they came over. We didn't know. He looked at us. What's the matter with you? Open a chokhmas adam. Whoever learned chokhmas adam. He used to always tell us all the years. My father taught me, he said, you have to learn chai adam. Chokhmas adam. That's how you have to learn. We're a fancy guy with a big fat shulchan aruch with all the little prints on the stars on the bottom and the back. We learned chai adam anymore. It's about a batim. Often he pulled it out. We went to that room in the side where we had a chokhmas adam and pulled it out. And well, you thought. But I'm giving credit to where I never also never looked at Chokhmas Adam. Not quote anywhere. Chokhmas Adam quotes the Issa Vehetta. That's the source for all these dinners. Right? The Issa Shamba Aruch, Issa Hetta Aruch. Where he says black on white. Which way? Nobody saw it? Arnie, give me a Chokhmas Adam, please, Arnie. Wasn't there that? Wasn't there that paragraph? I made a mistake. Do we have the wrong amount of? Wait, slow. Often a chokhmas adam. Often. Im hoya klishin is bashev oena ben yomo muta leochla b'chol afilu didan aval also lechatila levashel b'kli. Sheino ben yomo kedei la'ochlo b'cholov the nosen tavafkam also the chatzchila source Issa v'hetta horach. Sure, I didn't believe it. It was there Issa v'hetta. I don't know if it's still there in that little slide room. I opened it up, tells you where it is. Klal Amadal, and there it was. The Shah that kept asking us year after year after year, often a chokmas adam and often a Issa v'hetta horach, which is the source of all the Ramah, saying that it's us. It came as a shock. We thought, wow, how can they be machmir so much? All thing is, at the chokmas adam, after Koran, Issa v'hetta horach says, well, v'nira li, z'ein lo kliyacha l'chamin bo, yesh lismo, v'lahate lolo shafil v'chatchila, Kegel Yigatarte, Nosen Tam Lufgam, Venat Barnat. After all, after Visa Vahetta Kosta of Dabka B'di Yeved, Shrek Fahucham, Nirali, Dim Eilok Pli Acher, Vyesha Lahashil, Havi K'di Yeved, the old story. Shasat Chak K'di Yeved. What does that mean? It's so impossible. I mean, so. So I always tell my wife, forget it, no good. I mean, you can't do it, no good. He's giving a shot of chak, go to my old cooler. But then I thought perhaps of a svar. And I'll check it with you. I haven't told my wife this one yet, but if you're masking, I'll tell her. The following occurred to me, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I may have to look further. They're two shilas. One of the shadows, the Sheva Brachas, she's going to cook the potatoes in the middle of the Kapai and the Ben Yomo, and she's going to serve the potatoes at the Sheva Brachas, and she's going to put in schmaltz. She's going to put in chicken fat, meat fat, gravy into the potatoes. That's one shadow. That's the shadow that Chokhmas Adam is talking about. That's classical mafana. But I want another shadow. She is going to serve, make a Sheva Brachas. At the Sheva Brachas, she's going to serve the potatoes. The potatoes she's going to serve only with margarine. Margarine. Power of a margarine. She's not going to put any chicken fat, not going to put any schmaltz, but Reb Chaim is going to walk into the house, going to have a pot of, going to have the potatoes in the plate, he's going to see potatoes on the plate, there'll be meat in the plate. There'll be meat and there'll be potatoes in the same plate. But there's not going to be any bishul of chicken fat or gravy, in the potatoes themselves. No, what about that case? What do you say? So what? Arnie, of course, party pooper, literally, ruining the potatoes. It means when you are shattered brothers, there'll be no potatoes at the potato. Um, Oh, you're right. Good thing I didn't tell my wife anything. I wanted to say it was mutter. But maybe the East of a Heter, I mean, look, the whole East of a Heter is a wild chumrah. Wild. It's chumrah gabre chumrah gabre chumrah. East of a Heter. He was the primary source. Where did he get it from? He said it. He was it. He decided what's within it. The primary source. So it occurred to me, perhaps, maybe we should say that although we're machmir, we're only machmir, what kind of a case? Where you can put the fat or the gravy into the potato. Then, it's hard to rely on this. The mashal, some of the cliches, and you have to let it for, and to cook the meats and to cook with the potatoes and the plates. I mean, it's a little bit far fetched, I think.
I'm thinking that they don't eat the potatoes and
send them. No, that's. No, we'll think about it for a day. All right? For the next Shabbos, we'll have to find out. We'll think about it for 24 hours, huh? We'll think about it for 24 hours, and then we'll see what to do. Okay. Okay. The Ramah says over here, the very bottom line, page 424. The Ira Mikli Rishon Shabbatar al Kli Chalav Fino to Kli Rishon the Oster Maya Ben Yomo Aval and Ira Mayim Roskim Sheinan Shabbatar Velo Shachalav al Kalev Shabbatar Vishal Chalav Biyachat Avilu Shuma Dover Kvahem al Kol Shari The Ein Iwui Kikli Rishon Mamesh Sheyata Shakelim Shemar Aleim Yivlu Zemizet. So what does it say over here, David? They don't need two things, no? Just read it. You can have leishiks and milchiks next to each other, and hot water being poured on top of them. It doesn't matter. No? Off in the Ramah. A dishwasher. Milchik dishes and fleshik dishes with grease on top of them in the dishwasher at the same time. Sounds funny. Sounds amazing. Sounds funny. And I have the chok masalim to eat the head straight.
In this
He will eat well. There's not going to be any bishul going on between the two of them. I mean, it's cliche, and it's probably not going to be too hot, that hot anyway. No bishul is going on. I mean, the mashal come with cliche, and you have to let it for, and to cook the meats, and to cook with the potatoes and the plates. I mean, it's a little bit far fetched, I think.
I'm thinking that they don't eat the potatoes and
No, that's. No, we'll think about it for a day. All right? For the next Shabbos, we'll have to find out. We'll think about it for 24 hours, huh? We'll think about it for 24 hours, and then we'll see what to do. Okay. The Ramah says over here, the very bottom line, page 424, the Yivira Mikli Rishon Shel Basar Al Kli Cholav Dino to Kli Rishon the Oster Maya Ben Yomo Aval and Ira Mayim Roskim She'enan Shel Basar V'lo Shel Cholav Al Kelim Shel Basar V'Shel Cholav V'Yachat V'Avilu Shum Adovah Kvahem HaKol Shari The Ein Iwui Kikli Rishon Mamesh Shayata Shakalim Shemar Aleim Yivlu Zemizem. What does it say over here, David? They don't need two things, no? Just read it. You can have leishiks and milchiks next to each other, and hot water being poured on top of them. It doesn't matter. No? Off in the Ramah.
A dishwasher.
A dishwasher.
That, you should be able to put
milchik dishes and fleshik dishes with grease on top of them in the dishwasher at the same time. Sounds funny. Sounds amazing. Sounds very funny and amazing. But why not? Off in a Rama. Says the shop. It's called New Science. We're not finished yet. Shachas Kod Yizayin. And Yirah Mikli Rishon and Yirah Mikli Efrayim. Uvataras Chatas Shom Mashma Lehedja. The Bein Mara Mikli Shabasa Mikuna Chan Yomo Akli Chala. Ubein Mara Mayim She'enen Lo Shal Chala Velo Shal Bozar Al Kelev Shal Bozar Al Chala V'yara Hashashuma David Behem. Yesh Lahatsi Vemokam Hepsen Meruba. Ola Tzore. V'shalobichi Agavni Yesh Lesser Akol. They went to dishwasher with milk concessions together, they go to one thing.
Well, it's one thing, it's
all right. Dar'ion, shalokasav kain kan ba'ga. One thing, it's all okay?
Unless
you're going to
wash milk
concessions
at the same time.
Ah, okay. So, okay, slow. But we're not up today. Okay. But therefore, although the Ramot, it seems, was matir, putting milk concessions dishes and putting hot water on the things at the same time and having the same dishwasher, the Ramot, often the Ramot. But, certainly, you shouldn't do it with the chatzila. Now, when the shach is answering over here, what does it say? The east of the head of the matir of hitter of filu shuman davik ben hainam shum the other tamei the tzvira lay the iroi enam of ashlo mafram of liya feel that klipa balek that klipa kolishim etzanda of the woman dvar the head yo ho either Ramon doesn't make things up on his own guys from east of the head no. But he's of a hat, so she thought, oh, that's...